The Rush Hour, 4 p.m. weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Happy Thursday, family. We've got you covered for the next 2 hours as you drive home or you get out and about and doing whatever you are doing. Big, 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 big show today as well. Let me be talking to Chris Pelkin, who's a former list manager of the Hawthorn Footy Club, St Kilda Footy Boss. We're going to go inside the world of the mysterious gig that is the list manager, Jars. And of course, they earn their keep at this time of season. Yeah, we're about to head into free agency Friday, tomorrow, and then on Monday, the draft period, the 11 days of trade officially kicks off. So we'll talk to Chris Pelkin just after five. One of us has been sacked. That's all I'm going to say. One of us has been sacked. We'll give you an update of that just after five as well. Yeah. Bozza, Mark Bosnich, ahead of tonight's must-win or at least draw game against Syria. In Malaysia tonight in our World Cup cutthroat qualifiers. Oh, God, I'm nervous. And big news down at Crowland again with word that another player has walked out, Charlie Cameron, this time asking to be traded home to Brisbane for family reasons. It was a big day in the footy world right across the front because Port Adelaide and Paddy Ryder fronted the press after that altercation in Hindley Street the other night. Here's Paddy putting forth his press release.
Last weekend, I was charged by police with injuring police and an assault on a police officer. I think it's unfortunate that the information given to the public so far by the media falls a long way short of the full picture. But there is nothing I can do about that at the moment other than to ask people not to judge me yet and to allow me to deal with this in the right way. I look forward to the opportunity to deal with these allegations in court.
And Keith Thomas went on to say as well, full support and happy for it all to be played out and for Paddy to get his side of the story across. So we'll sit and wait. I think court date's October, was it?
Oh, don't know.
November? I should know that. So apologies.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
To the Adelaide Crows hierarchy, obviously with the news of Charlie Cameron going back, I'm officially coming out of retirement. Have we got anyone sticking around? Do us old senior players have to come back and fill the void?
Tell you what.
Because I'm saying right now, if I do a fair income decent pre-season, as you know with Fastwood, I'll hold my own out there, Lou. I could just pitch it off the half-back or smash in every now and then.
I'm thinking.
Who else wants to leave our footy club?
I'll tell you what. I don't know about it, Lou. Don't know what's going on down there. You only lost the grand final. It's not like you won a spoon. I mean, there's no real reason to bug out right now. I'll tell you what, you've inspired me for a great idea.
What?
Let's do our own version of the rookie. Get someone on the list down there at Adelaide. Let's help the club out in their time of need.
Who's next?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I did find intriguing was Jake Lever getting busted at the tip.
I mean, bugger.
It's fair to say you can't. And you know, and I know you can't cart that stuff around everywhere. Can you, Jar? I mean, you look like a flog. Remember Biggles Buster being an old swan's top at Next Generation one day? I copped it for weeks.
There's
no point carrying that stuff around. You can't wear it. You can't even give it away some days.
So there you go. I'm uncupping. Let's go.
Big show, as I said, up next. Warren Gary Treadray, he tweeted it first. Charlie Cameron's leaving the Crows. We talk to Treads next about another one in the departure lounge.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
I would have given it to Vinny's.
Thanks to Southern Volkswagen, Main South Road in Ranella. Tredis is coming up next.
Adam McDougall is the health hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks, and routines of the healthiest, happiest, and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Righto, Jars, time to go to WGT. The old Warren Gary Treadray. Yeah. I just read one of his tweets suggesting Charlie Cameron may have asked the football club for a release to head home for family reasons. Yeah. Treads is on the line now. Hey, Treads, welcome. What do you know?
What I know is that Charlie Cameron has told the football club he wants to be traded home to Brisbane.
We know the Lions have had interest for quite some time. There's a significant long-term deal on the table, and they're flush with draft picks. So it doesn't come as any surprise, but he had his exit meeting today with a number of the players down in Adelaide, and my understanding is he's told a lot of the players too. So it's no secret in Crows Land. Some of the players know, and the message is filtering around very much like Jake Lever. The difference is he's not out of contract. He's got 12 months still on a deal. So Adelaide, it's up to them whether they strike a deal now or as what I'm hearing from a few of the players around it is that he's adamant he wants to head home and head home for family reasons.
And that is the big one here. It's I'm not saying anyone's sick, but like Dane Beams when he left Collingwood, it was to go home to be the sick dad. Charlie wants to go home for family reasons.
Yeah, well, that's the main one. And I look from a professional point of view, from a playing point of view, he's certainly more likely to win a flag with Adelaide. You can't question, obviously, his last game, he certainly wasn't the worst for Adelaide, but their prelim final was simply electrifying, if anything. It probably helps Adelaide's price if they were to trade for with Brisbane for him now.
Yep.
He originally, I think, was drafted from Western Australia, but has only spent a short period of time there. The rest of his family is in Brisbane. It's been reported all year that potentially he's a bit unsettled. He wants to head home. Who can blame him? I guess, in a way, he's probably going to forego a bit of short-term success and finals football, which Adelaide, you think, has sort of been a lock for the next couple of years to head home for family reasons. And let's be honest, they've got a war chest of money too, so he's probably going to get paid pretty well. But the beauty is, if you look at it, Rockliffe says he wants to go to Port. Depending on the size of the deal, it's probably at late a late first-round pick or a second-round pick. They've already got the first pick in the draft, and they've also got, I think they've got the next pick. They've got Port Adelaide's pick from the Charlie Dixon deal or the trade of picks last year. So they're already flush with picks. So for Adelaide, it probably helps their bargaining chips if they get decent compensation with their first-round pick and also what they get for Lever to maybe have a crack at Gibbs. So it might be good business for everyone.
Treds, last one. It's been a PR nightmare. Lever leaves. We've seen pictures of him at the tip, allegedly throwing out Crows gear. Cameron then comes in the next day, says, "I want out." Fans is going and scratching their head going, hang on a minute, didn't we just play in a grand final and just get beaten and finished on top? And why is everybody wanting to leave our football club?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around on that, isn't there? I'm not sure about that tip thing, but...
Yeah, I know.
They've got some issues behind the scenes. I think the way Lift Management handled stuff hasn't been done well. I think Adelaide needs to look at their Lift Management situation because they're losing too many players. And there's too many players that seem unsettled at the moment, especially when you're a team that was expected to win the premiership and you've got two of your players return and just get out of the place. So I think they need to move quicker. Two big names coming out of contract are Sloan and Laird next year. Rory Laird's on average money, I'm hearing. So they need to strike and lock them away long term because at the moment they're not having too much luck with it.
From a PR point of view and from a fan's perspective, surely Adelaide need to be super proactive, secure a couple of good blokes here in the trade, and have a really good period in this trade window just so that, you know, that bitterness of just these two blokes wanting to walk out on paper, it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. And the other thing too, you look at what Port's done. They haven't really lost anyone that they weren't willing to lose.
You don't want to lose Impey though. Hang on. Limpy wants to get out and Archie wants to get out. Trengove,
none of them are in the first 18.
None's in your first 22 at the moment. Impey gets in for the final. Impey wants to go, but the money I'm hearing from Hawthorne getting close towards $500,000.
Jeez. That's fair if Ty Vickery's on 500.
But I'm telling, but Jazz, the difference is, and this is it's not about Port and Crows like everyone wants to make about it in this town, but how Port seem to retain players and how Adelaide are retaining players at the moment when Adelaide is significantly a better team on paper.
Yep.
They need to look at how they go about their operation.
Nice work, Treds. Thanks. Just repeating the news. Charlie Cameron, we believe, and Treds believes, has asked for release back home to go back to Brisbane. Time will tell. Trade period starts next week. Tomorrow's Free Agency Friday. Treds, we'll talk to you soon.
See you, mate.
See you, boys.
There is Warren Gary Treadray, WGT, on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella.
Yeah, how long have you been working at the station now for?
Just a slight hesitation.
Come on, Sean.
You guys are ruthless.
You can't run a radio school, AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Thank you.
And not be able to get out just what we are on the dial.
So you need to share that with your pupils when you teach them that this is what you don't do when you're on a live show that's national. It's number one sports show in town, let alone Adelaide, Australia.
Have you noticed that Murph, and actually we'll get a pic and we'll put it up on Twitter, Murph channeling the great Jeff Kennett today with his jacket?
Yes.
See, it's my drinking jacket.
It is too.
Because we're all going out drinking after the show.
Who said that? What for?
Oh. Oh, no. You, oh, sorry, oh. Maybe you weren't invited, yeah.
It's okay, mate. I wasn't invited either. and like we'd go out for a drink with them.
Juice. It's so selfish, Randy.
So
we're,
awkward.
We're really,
anyway,
we're a high
I'd
team.
I'd rather be with the family than listen to us.
Me too. All right, Stuart Dew is finally going to get a crack at the big time. Has accepted the Gold Coast Suns coaching position. 3-year deal for Dewey, who I'm tipping somewhere along the line may have thought the opportunity might have passed him by. Lost a lot of currency when was in the running for when Phil Walsh got the gig here.
But,
didn't hear much of Dewey up until now, and it was all John Barker, wasn't it, in the lead up to this one. But Dewey's got the gig. And I'll tell you what, he's up for the challenge.
Obviously, like to thank Tony and the board and obviously Mark for this opportunity. You know, I'm rapt to be sitting here today, excited by the challenge. I've got a clear view of what I think delivers a successful environment. You know, people, the commitment together, uniting the club and getting everyone on the same page.
There he is, Dewey, talking about Tony Cochran. Geez, you reckon Koshy's hard to handle? Wait till we get to Tony
and our
Cochran
boy Dewey
up
needs
there
to get on a bit of a fitness campaign.
Yeah,
too.
Well, the lifestyle up there will get him. You get up earlier.
All right.
You get a bit
just
more
to
time.
Help him out a bit. But well done, Dewey. Congratulations,
great
mate.
Work.
Well done.
Fair bit of action happening around the footballing world. If you missed our chat with Trez before, he's going with Charlie Cameron, has told the club he wants to go home for family reasons. Mm-hmm. So that makes two in 2 days with Jake Lever.
Yep.
I can tell you, Dewey will be without Adam Saad, the dashing back pocket from the Suns. He wants out has labelled Essendon as his club of choice. And, geez, are they queuing up to get to the Bombers?
Who else they get?
Well, there's every chance that Stringer in the next day or so will nominate
probably
Essendon
tomorrow,
as his club. And GWS want away Devon Smith has also put Essendon as his preferred destination. Now, Adrian Dodora is going to be a very busy man trying to get all that stuff done.
Isn't he?
Have they got enough picks? Have they got enough cattle? Have they got enough everything to make all that happen? But, geez, there's plenty going on there.
Yep.
Tommy Rockcliffe and Jackson Trengove will be signed away on free agency Friday tomorrow, both on 4-year deals.
Yep.
That opens tomorrow, that window for all that to happen.
Nice.
By the way, Jacko coming on the show, final appearance to chat with us tomorrow on the Rush Hour. Don't miss it. It's been a wonderful addition all year, and we're going to wish him all the best.
We're going to miss you, mate.
Stevie Motlock, tell me about him, because he's rumoured to have been in town today touring the facilities here at Port Adelaide, but Gold Coast Suns are very keen on him as well.
They are, Lulu. Look, some of the intel I've got that some of the senior players of Port Adelaide are a little bit concerned about Stevie Motlock's attitude towards football and training and character. So that might be a stumbling block for Stevie Motlock.
Ooh.
That's just the intel I got.
It'll be a good test because on paper, on outside, exactly what they need. But as you know, this day and age, it's the old no DH policy.
Correct,
But look, seems to run around
when
most
he switched
clubs.
On, he's a super player to watch, Stevie Motlock.
Well, last couple of games were great.
Exactly.
The effort was really there. So.
Yep. So, stay tuned for that one, but that's the intel.
And the other one, Dan Menzel, who Geelong have stuck through thick and thin. He has an offer from Freo in front of him, but clearly doesn't want to head west.
Dan.
He's a good Adelaide boy, and don't know whether the Cats will roll the dice and give him another chance as well on that one. But that is just some of the stuff that has happened today. It
Brilliant,
is just
Lou.
Going berserk.
Isn't it?
Just repeating, if you've missed the news, Jake Lever yesterday, and apparently, and we're trying to confirm it up 100%, but no one is answering anything at the Crowley.
No,
at
Crows
the
have shut up shop.
Charlie Cameron has asked to be traded home to Brisbane for family reasons. All right? It's the Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour, 4 p.m. weekdays, thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, breaking news for us out of Melbourne. It's Carlton Chief Executive and former Adelaide Crows Chief Executive, Stephen Trigg, has quit the football club. Resigned is the word that's being thrown around. Blues President Mark Legudice told the Herald Sun the decision was not easy but ended amicably.
Oh.
All right. So that
I thought
is,
Triggy was in for the long haul.
Made some big changes around that football club, Triggy, in his time there. So watch this space on that.
Okay.
But that is the latest news. Stephen Trigg has resigned as the CEO of the Carlton Footy Club.
Oof.
Righto, Juice, let's get back to you.
Okay.
Someone's been sacked.
Yeah, look.
What's happened?
Can I just share it with the family? Now, my lovely wife, Maz, is the easiest person ever.
How many years now?
Oh, we're getting into 27, I think.
Jeez.
And it's a great ride.
Put your hands in the air.
Yeah, it is right.
Yeah.
And she's a beauty, old mate.
She's put up
with a lot. There's a lot that goes on.
Yep.
Now, look, I've got a duty of care towards my establishment.
Yep.
to get things done.
It's a given, yep.
And we all have got little chores to do, more so after football season.
Yeah, you're a busy man.
And I thought, right, well, okay, I've got chores. I've got a list of things I have to get done before we get in the summer and we start entertaining again.
It's got a real and family a sense of The Simpsons. You may remember Jars from such chores as the window cleaner, right? The pool cleaner, pool boy.
Yeah, I do.
The water tank, getting stuck inside the water tank.
Yes, I did. I couldn't get out.
And so on, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So she's been harping on, or just asking in a nice way, but I've been fobbing things off because my mind's going 100 things. You know, I'm saying, yeah, I'll get it done.
Preoccupied.
I'll get it done, Maz. Don't worry, it's all good. Well, this morning, got called into the kitchen.
Oh.
Can I just have a little word?
A little chat.
Oh, anybody won't love you. You want a cup of tea?
Have you got a minute?
Just sit down.
Yeah.
So it was like
Is she aware that you're grieving still?
Not
from
really.
The grand final?
She doesn't really give a stuff.
Right, okay.
Anyway, I said, what's up?
Mm.
I'm going to get a handyman in. I'm going to ring up. I've got a name of a bloke. Well.
Sacked.
Well.
Did you have flashbacks to Blighty?
I had white knuckles.
Did you have flashbacks to Blighty?
I did. This is what happened. Tim the Tall Man.
Yeah.
From Home Improvement. Here we go.
Probably had you more as Al Baller.
This is me. So she's going, I've got the number. I've been given a number of a good handyman. I said, hey, pull up. No, I'm the handyman around here. Get the belt on.
Where's a bit of James Taylor when you need him? Handyman.
Look, I've been sacked by my own wife.
You've got sacked. That's in-house.
Looking after my establishment. My castle. Yeah. That's my castle. I'm not letting some no good company or whoever, imposter into my castle. No.
Here's what I'm thinking,
no, look.
Family. You're not wanting some buff 20-something tool belt around waist.
Stop it.
Rolling on in, chiseled. On a hot, warmish day while you're at work, Maz goes, geez, those gutters need cleaning.
Been clipped.
Maybe can you just do a little bit of painting around? That door's a bit creaky. And there he is just with the sun's out, guns out.
Look, I did cross my mind. That may occur, but now, I've been clipped.
Sacked.
Jeez. I've been shown the door. March to the garage.
Tell you what we should do with this.
So
and have you got something for me, Murph? What Maz is saying. I'm going to sack the jar.
Here we go.
All right.
They'll come running to me.
Wait for it.
Here is the main
this is what Maz was saying today.
I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, baby.
Did you sing that back to him? Did you tell him that's where you're at?
I didn't know James Taylor sing that song.
You are shot. So you've been sacked.
Yep.
I tell you
my own castle.
I didn't realise.
I was gutted.
And clearly I've got my eye off the ball, too busy on running this show. That it is also the trade and delist period for handymen around the house. I reckon we should get to the phones tomorrow.
The
on
family.
This. Tell you what, if you're in a similar spot yourself, and maybe your wife's looking to trade you out when it comes to a few deals or
clipped.
Things, and then around the house.
I've been clipped.
You've been taken
I've
off the gig.
I sat there with my toolbox today, just staring at it.
I tell you what.
And she said, "Nah, I'll get that sorted. I'll ring the guy tomorrow."
Beautiful. Final word for everyone out there tonight: if you get a chance when you get home, hashtag put out your tool belts for juice. Righto, the Socceroos are in action tonight. First part of our qualifying. Oh, this is cutthroat stuff, my friend.
I don't like
taking
it,
on Syria. Yeah. We are playing in Malaysia, and our man joining us from Fox Sports, the one and only, the Boz, Mark Bosnich. Boz, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. How are you?
18 matches, 12 wins, 4 draws, 2 losses. Hang Jebat Stadium, Melaka, 11 o'clock Adelaide time tonight. Can the Aussies get the job done on foreign soil against Syria?
Well, I think that they can go there and not lose, which I think will be important. It's obviously a two-legged game.
Yep.
The return leg is Sydney on Tuesday. I definitely think that they can go there and get a result. And by a result, I mean a draw or a win, which will be important. It'll also be important to score a goal away from home. But it's not going to be easy. I don't think any of us should kid ourselves. Syria riding on a wave of emotion right now. Their country's obviously been decimated by civil war, hence why we're actually playing in Malaysia.
Yep.
And the way that they came back in their qualifying campaign was absolutely extraordinary.
Boz, you've got a couple of hot strikers. We're playing on a cow paddock, and I say that cow because that's the type of grass, but it's a bit bumpy and it's a little bit uneven. Will that upset our princesses?
It might do. I don't think it shouldn't do. The style of football that our team play does rely on the pitch being at least of international quality, but the bottom line is you've got to deal with it, and that's it. It's the most important thing now is to qualify, and however we do it, it doesn't really matter. So, like I said, I think that it's important that we score a goal and that we don't lose tonight, and then we should be okay with the return leg.
Boz, you've been outspoken about our coach, Postecoglou, and about our structures and about our systems. Will we see any change tonight, or will Ange just stick to his principles and just go and back in what he's been trying to teach?
Look, I don't really know, but I would probably say he would stick to what he's been doing since he changed things around. Although the fact that he did change things around halfway through leads to the point that, but you know, he's got it in him if he needs to.
Yeah.
They have got a very, very quick striker who just scored a hat trick in the Asian Champions League semi-final first leg at Omar Khatib, which lends the idea that, you know, we're playing three at the back, somebody so quick at front, they might go back to a more traditional four.
Yeah.
But we'll wait and see. Like I said, you know, Ange has come out pretty much, you know, fairly strong after the Thailand game to say he's going to stick to what he's done. But you never quite know. But let's wait and see tonight.
So, Boz, the high tempo style will stay. Just for those who don't follow it as closely, the 3-2-4-1 setup, how does that work when we look at the park?
All right. Well, basically, the three at the back has been really the main contentious point. And three at the back really, it generally gives you more protection if your opposition team play two at the front. So people don't quite understand. In football, all you need really when you're defending against a team is to have one more numerical player at the back, because that lends to the fact that you should be numerically okay all over the park, except for up front where they'll have the same.
Yep.
Once you start getting two, three men at the back, so if you've got three men marking one player, then you know you're going to be getting outnumbered elsewhere on the park. And that's what's been happening. And it leaves one of those three men at the back in a little bit of a quandary whether they should go into midfield and help, or do they leave their position. So it's basically, it really comes down to one simple fact that the majority of players, since they've made that change, have not looked comfortable in that system. And you've got to tailor a system for your players, not the other way around.
Right, Boz, nice. Thanks for explaining
look forward
that,
mate. Tonight. No, very good. Boz, I just want to switch over to the A-League seasons upon us. Adelaide United, we've had a lot of change. We've lost, got a new coach. We've got some new personnel. We're a young group.
Yep.
Can we do it this year? Because our new coach wants to train four times a day.
Yep. Well, I've actually tipped you to come first past the post. So there you go. I'm very, very, very impressed. There you go. Very, very impressed with your new coach, and also very, very impressed with the team in the FFA Cup games that I've seen so far. It will be very close. There's only 10 teams. We obviously got the salary cap, which is a massive equaliser. But with like I said, with Marco Kurtz's experience and with the mixture that I've seen, I actually think Adelaide can do it.
We love talking to you, mate, and you can catch all the action tonight. Soccer is taken on Syria.
Come
Fox
on,
Sports 1, 11 o'clock kickoff Adelaide time.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Mark Bosnich on The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M, and we're doing it thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranella. The Amarok V6 Highline from $59,990 drive away.
Yeah, it's a good buy, good unit too. We've driven around in them, Jars. They're outstanding vehicles.
Nice.
Bit of breaking news, it's official now. Hawthorn legend, great Luke Hodge, has informed the Hawks he's coming out of retirement and wants to play for Brisbane in 2018. That will be a massive coup for Chris Fagan and co up there, I tell you, for those young boys. And in other news out of Melbourne, amongst many other things, Stephen Trigg, former Adelaide CEO and former Carlton CEO now, he has resigned his position, and it's said to be an amicable decision with the Carlton Footy Club and Mark Legudice, who was the pres there. So just watch this space for more news there on Triggy. But Hodgy officially informed the Hawks. Triggy is part of company with the Blues. And right now we need 133353 people who want to play the quiz with no name for Automasters, because they're going nowhere with us. A chance to win $1,000. Give us a buzz. 133353.
The Rush Hour. 4 p.m. weekdays. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Big second half still to come on The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Chris Pelkin, former list manager of the Hawthorn Football Club, through a pretty successful part of that. Also over here at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, he was
involved. Take us through the life and times of a list manager and give you some insight into how far ahead they work and just how much of a, I suppose, a poker game it can it be is, at times. Yeah. Just fascinating chat coming up very, very soon. And I've got to quiz the Big Juice on something. It's relationship-based, not to do with Master. It's just with one of his other key relationships. I figure he may have taken his eye off the ball.
Oh, no.
Which is not good news. I know you're mourning, but you've got to stay focused, good friend. Charlie Cameron wants home. Yeah, he wants out. Wants to go to Brisbane.
Yep.
Luke Hodge officially told the Hawthorn Football Club he is done and dusted. Right. Wants to come out of what was the shortest-lived retirement.
Absolutely.
And play for Brisbane.
Yeah, he's off.
Well, of course, you remember, pulled out of the motorcade the other day of champions at the grand final.
They got their BNF Saturday night too.
They certainly Hawkers. Do. Oh, well, that'd be a good send-off for him.
Absolutely.
All right.
Much loved.
Just get him an Uber or a cab, though, on the way home.
And Carlton looking for a new CEO.
Yep, Stephen Triggs resigned as Carlton CEO. More to come on that one. The details are a bit sketchy, but amicable, we are led to believe.
Busy.
Between him and Mike. Are you ready?
I'm busy.
All right. And Jars, by the way, too, if you missed the first hour, sacked as number one handyman at home by Maz.
Yep. Officially cut this morning in the kitchen. Got eyeballed.
Don't know what you're saying over there, Murph. It's hard to lip read.
Ned Guy.
Oh, Ned Guy. Yeah. Hey, how about this? So Ned Guy, Jake Lever's manager, who just happens to be Rory Sloane's manager, who just happens to take over the head of recruiting of list management at the Collingwood Football Club. Here he's explaining as to where that term lowballers may have come from and whether he and Jake Lever were lowballed at the beginning by the Crows.
It certainly left the door ajar and that allows other clubs to start having conversations with me and then Jake and Jess to have a think about, different things.
Left the door ajar. You dirty, rotten lowballers.
Hey, don't.
What? No. Make your mind up. You're either the lovely boys or the lowballers.
I reckon we may be in between.
I think you've got a foot in each camp. All right, we're not low ballers.
Here we go.
Simply $1,000 up for grabs every single day.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
I feel you enjoyed that segue too, Murph, then, did you?
Loved it.
Yeah.
They're very smooth.
Me and Juice, we're up and about today, Juice and I. Who's playing today?
We're going to talk to Charlie of Edwardstown there, Lulu. G'day, Charlie. Welcome.
G'day.
Charlie, are you a Charles, a Charlesworth, a Chaz? What are you?
I'm a Charles.
Charles, beautiful.
Charles.
Very old school, traditional, very nice.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Charles. Charles. All right, mate. Automasters Lifeline.
Yep. Happy with that.
Do you want any more?
No, just the one.
Oh,
just the one. Just look at me. No, we've had another bad day.
We've got another player leaving the club.
So Charlie, you use the terminology. Just say, don't lowball me, Jars, like your footy club.
No.
Don't.
Don't
lowball me like the Crows.
I'll take that one off you. I'll take that one off
you. You can't do that. You can't do it, mate.
I can take the one that we normally give out off him. It is legit.
And it's simply a multiple. Don't take it out on Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie.
Because your football club's having trouble keeping talent.
Sorry. Right. Who happens to be also Charlie?
Yeah. Charlie.
Yes.
Given the fact it's Charlie, as in Charles Cameron, you should have got two.
No, we'll just give him the one, Lily.
Charlie, I tried hard, mate. Good luck. Ten questions. Right. Automasters Lifeline. Don't forget to use it. Use the pass card. That's the key. Yeah. All right, good luck. Yeah.
Which city is hosting Australia's first basketball World Cup qualifier against Japan next month, Charles?
Melbourne.
What does WBBL stand for?
Women's Basketball League.
Which 29-year-old Port Adelaide player announced his retirement yesterday, Charles?
Nathan Cracker.
Thank God for that. You're almost out in straight sets.
You're absolutely gone.
What sport does Robbie Cruz play?
Soccer.
Okay, which country is Adelaide United playing their first A-League game on Sunday?
Which country?
In.
New Zealand.
There's only one country they go to.
I did forget that.
What is Jeff Kennett's new official position at the Hawthorn Footy Club?
CEO.
Which race course is the Great Winks racing on Saturday, I mean? Charles.
I'm going to give you that one, Charles. No. Don't even worry about that.
Oh, Flemington, nearly.
Flemington. Who is the new coach of the Gold Coast Suns?
Stewie Jew.
What country are the Socceroos playing against Syria tonight?
Name the Australian city first Ashes test being played in?
Perth.
Oh boy.
Choked on that one.
Charles.
Absolutely.
And you wanted me to give him another life.
Yeah, you should have. I had a feeling. Such a good bloke, but not overly sharp on it.
Ouch.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
You didn't get 6.
Yeah,
that's all right.
That's all right. Yeah, I'd take it, Charlie. $60, not a bad effort. It was enjoyable. That was the main thing from my end. So well played, mate. Well played. Yeah, all right, sorry. Brisbane obviously is where the first Ashes test is being played. It's where we start our summer. Yeah. It has always been. Auto Masters, Malaysia. That's where the Socceroos are playing tonight against Syria, of course, because of Syria being war-torn. On neutral soil there, Stuart, you got right. President is the new official position for Jeff Kennett. He's coming back for another crack, not CEO, but they are looking for a CEO. New Zealand, you got there in the end. And the first two, geez, what a disastrous start. WBBL stands for Women's Big Bash League. And which city is hosting Australia's first Basketball World Cup qualifier against Japan next month? I'm with you on this, mate. I wouldn't have had no idea, but it's us, Adelaide.
Yeah.
So well done.
Well done, Charlie.
$60, Charlie. Thanks, well played. Great entertainment, you, mate.
Excellent.
You good?
It's gone.
Yeah, I was talking to Juice. You good?
You know what? I'll probably check out after question two, to be quite honest with you. And I'll be honest with the family. I like to be in the game. I like it when it's tight and it's tough.
I'll tell you,
Charlie's first two questions he got wrong.
I was on sensory overload then, unlike you. You were checking out. I was going up a gear because, for me, when you go out in straight sets, you just hang straight up. It's a cold hang on. I was on DEFCON 5.
Oh, DEFCON right 5.
I was on high alert and when Kim Jong-un with his finger hovering over the button.
No question two.
He got excited, over-raced. A bit like the WB, Women's Basketball National Basketball League, WNBL. Okay. You know,
they're good questions.
When you feel the pressure and the pinch.
It is.
Are you ready to move on? We don't really need to discuss the whole
thing. I want to talk to Jeffrey. Hang on. Chrissy. Where do I need my exit meeting? I'm getting cooked. The family know what I'm like.
We're on holidays next week. And I tell you right now, family, I even might even give him tomorrow off the way he's going. Up next, Chris Pelkin, who is a former list manager of the Hawthorn Footy Club, St Kilda footy boss, to tell us about all the inner workings and what it's like to be a list manager at this time of year and give us some insight.
Yeah, and don't forget to get your brakes checked with Automasters, 1300 Automasters, the Rush Hour Jars and Louie, and 104.7 Triple M.
Righto, Jars. Thought I'd better get in an expert list manager, somebody who knows all about it. Of course, Adelaide had Jake Lever walk out yesterday. There is a lot of talk about, he went for money that you can't pay overs because it upsets all your forward planning. And we know Sloane comes out of contract at the end of next year. You've got a Matt Crouch with an All-Australian behind his name, comes out of contract.
Charlie Cameron
and all this sort of stuff. And all the footballing world are talking about list managers. Well, I've tracked one down, Chris Pelkin. He was former list manager at the Hawks and Saints footy boss. Chris, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Hello, guys.
Should we change the length of contract the kids sign when they first get drafted so the clubs get a bit more security with their talent?
Well, that's a starting point. I don't mind the idea of it going out to, say, 3, possibly 4 years. I don't mind it being extended, but I think when you start talking 5 years, a lot changes. As you guys both know, having played AFL, a lot changes in 12 months, let alone 5 years, especially when you're 18 years of age. So, while I can understand why clubs are seeking greater security when you're talking about players like Jake Lever, it's unfortunate for them as a club that he's going to return home because they really did roll the dice with him. I mean, a lot of clubs weren't willing to do that in Victoria, so I think it's to Adelaide's credit. So they should be getting something significant in return.
So, Chris, if you were a list manager of an interstate club, would you... And I just said this to our guys before. I'd be making a list of all the SA-based players that are playing in Victoria and elsewhere and see if I can't work the angles on the go-home factor.
Yeah, you definitely have to do that. I mean, to give you another an angle from Fremantle, for example, are now concentrating much more heavily on WA players, both from a draft perspective and also getting returning home players. You look at guys who have just gone home to Fremantle in the last couple of years, like the Harley Bunnells and these sorts of guys.
McCarthy.
McCarthy's another one. So you really have to do that if you're a non-Victorian club. I mean, having worked with Port Adelaide for 9 years myself, I fully appreciated just the call while I was based in Victoria, just the continual inquiry, not just to me, but to managers, about getting players, Victorian players, back to Victoria. And that was, we're going back 15 to 20 years ago when Port came into the competition. So it's only intensified since then, guys, and it's really hard for, in this case, we're talking about the two SA clubs, it's really difficult for those clubs to hold on to the Victorian players and even, Sydney and Queensland guys.
Has free agency opened up the doors everywhere in the sense that, all right, clubs are now dealing a year out so they can get something? If we went back, I reckon, 5 years, hardly anybody would question or try and walk out on a contract. And let's just say, you know, use Dane Beams as an example. Dad was sick, but Charlie Cameron's got family reasons. No one even attempted to get out of contracts, even if they had big issues away from the public eye, let alone, you know, say, look, I want out of my 2 years to run, you know, that sort of thing. So has free agency fast-tracked everything?
Yeah, it has. There's no doubt, Louis, it's had a significant impact. I remember when free agency was first mooted to come in, people were a little bit sceptical of what effect it would have. And I think it's what it has is accelerated, as you've said, the ability for clubs, or more so for players, to actually move. I mean, and it was designed to do that, but what the extension of it has been is contracted players think it's a rite of passage for them to be able to seek, portability off their contract. In other words, I can sign with my current club, but if I want to get out early, then I expect the club to honour it. And while I'm very much appreciative of, you know, players having personal circumstances and sometimes really needing to go home, if we're going to call it that, I think there still has to be a commitment by the player to the club. I mean, the club paying these guys very, very well, and the players have to understand if they're going to provide a commitment to them as a player, then the player needs to do that back.
Chris, can you just explain what the list manager actually does inside a football club to build up a premiership type list?
The list manager basically is really looking at the bigger picture continually. They're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, and even 5 years ahead. And I'm not saying a coach doesn't do that, but a list manager really has to have his finger on the pulse as to what's happening at all the 17 opposition clubs as much as he is at his own club.
Chris, what about Brett Burton came out yesterday and suggested with Lever, and I only use him as the current example, that if we were to match that offer, the Melbourne so-called offer, that he would become the highest paid player at a club. So can you tell me, overpaying, and whether it be by 100 grand or 150, what's the ripple effect on a squad when you're trying to, as you said, work 2, 3, 4, 5 years ahead, juggle numbers and books, not knowing who's going to improve a lot, a little, and become greater value in the marketplace?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of pressure on, and that's why I think we have to be a little bit careful about these long-term contracts, that ultimately the longer the contract period now, it's become almost accepted that if you're going to contract a player for a longer period of time, and when you guys played, 3 years was considered a long-term contract.
Absolutely.
And I think you'll find some clubs will get burnt in the next 3 to 5 years. I think it's going to happen. I'm hearing around regularly at the moment that five-year deals are becoming commonplace, and that concerns me.
Hey, Chris, stick around. Plenty more to ask. We want to know what Bryce Gibbs might be worth if Adelaide are making a play for that. And lowballing, it's a term that's been thrown around in relation to the Adelaide Crows. Coming up next on The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie and our very special guest, former list manager, Chris Pelkin. Chris, management models, Adelaide Football Club, they have a pay structure. Geelong Footy Club, just like you said, have a pay structure where they ask guys to fit in, to stay together, to get the success. Is that, are those type of things, and then you've got Sydney who go the other way and get a tippet at probably overs, then they go and do a deal that get we've buddy. Never seen with Bud. Is there no such thing anymore as a management model, because you never know when a player's coming out and timing and what the market's prepared to offer, like we've seen this year, Josh Kelly turning down millions and millions of dollars, Dusty Martin. Have you sort of got to wing it a bit, or can you still stick to that rigid structure that the Crows have always done, as an example, Geelong have always done, as an example, and still get away with it in today's footy, or still be successful with it?
Yeah, look, I think you can. One of the things I've noted recently, guys, is that clubs are becoming a little bit more panicked in their list management, that they're either worried about losing significant players or key players, and that's a concern for any club. It's not just for Adelaide at the moment. Certainly the clubs I've been involved with, that there's always a player management model, what we loosely termed a premiership model, which was 3, 4, or 5 years and was continually updated. Every 12 months it was updated and revised.
The term lowballing, I've used it with a bit of tongue-in-cheek over here. There's a suggestion that, again, sorry to keep using Jake Lever and the Adelaide Crows as our example, but maybe that was something that got him offside. That would be a dangerous game if that's the case.
It certainly is. I think those days should be gone. You really do have to be very careful at the club if you're going to lowball, because what will happen is that will get out. The manager will, all you're really doing is inviting that manager to talk to more clubs than he may otherwise have planned to. You get a disenchanted player. You could potentially get other players disenchanted because he's mates with players at that club.
And ultimately, you're really rolling the dice. And whether it be that that's occurred in the Jake Lever situation, and certainly the rumour is out there that that's occurred, only the club and the player knows if that's actually happened.
Let's just play a little game of pretend you're a list manager again, and we are asking the question, what are you giving up for Ablett to get him back?
Not a lot, because I think ultimately he'll get there. So yep. I think Gold Coast will play, they'll talk tough, and they should. Ultimately, he's a star. He's a four-time best and fairest winner at the club. They need to talk tough to try to set a benchmark for other players doing the same. But ultimately, I don't think he'll require a lot.
Mate, what about Brycey Gibbs? The Adelaide Crows missed out 12 months ago.
I'd be surprised if Carlton don't revisit it. I know he's very much a leader amongst that group now because he's a mature-age player. I think they could get the deal done this year because I think it'll be a greater need now for Adelaide, especially if Lever and Cameron gone. He's a very different player to Lever. Mm. But if you look at their midfield and the way it got beaten up in the grand final, they really need some support for Sloan. As good as the Crouch boys have been, I think that Adelaide would be wise in reinitiating that discussion.
And you brought up Rory Sloan. He enters the free agency market in 12 months' time. You're earning your cash today, Chris. We're not even paying you, but we're working you over. How nervous... I mean, and the rumour mill does wonderful things, and it's in overdrive, Reece Sloaney, at the moment. But the Adelaide Football Club, given the exodus that they've had over the year, and some can't be helped. Bock went, Davis went to startups. Tippett, obviously, Gunston, Dangerfield home, now Lever, potentially Cameron. It would be, from a supporter's point of view, a doom and gloom scenario if Rory Sloane walked out at the end of 12 months' time.
Look, I can understand why that sentiment would be expressed, by supporters, because they live and die by, they're champions of the club.
Yep.
Rory's a ripping young guy. He is a quality young man, and I'd be very, very surprised if he walks away from Adelaide. He's a guy who has had to take on a greater leadership role with, obviously, Paddy leaving, and then, obviously, Thompson finishing up. Ultimately, I would think that Rory will stay. I think obviously he's going to be a very highly paid player, and so he should be. I mean, he stood up really well in the grand final. He's one of the guys who really has some backbone in his game. He rarely plays a bad game.
Christy, do you feel pressure, given the events we've had this week and the rumour mill strong, would you feel pressure as a list manager to go, actually, this might need to be done sooner rather than later, more even from a PR point of view? Would a footy club maybe come to their list manager and say, well, we might need to get this done sooner rather than later?
Yeah, by all means, they would. Yeah, no doubt. Especially under the circumstances, with Jake coming out and saying what he has, and then obviously the speculation that Charlie's going to follow suit. Mm.
Chris, thank you so much for your time and your fascinating insight, mate.
You're right, guys. Anytime.
There he is, Chris Pelcher, former Hawks list manager and St Kilda footy boss, giving us the insight into the world of a list manager on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Tell you what, I'm going to do tomorrow on the show. I'm going to come up with some more motivational speeches from movies. I just feel you flagging, just getting to the end.
No, I'm good, Louis.
I just got a feeling.
What's
happened? Right.
What's going on here?
Okay.
What's happened?
A certain member of the show.
Yep.
Just drop the ball a smidge, in the wake of the weekend.
You're referring to me?
Yourself,
let's get on with it.
I don't like to go too hard at you. Maz has already sacked you off the tools.
Correct, today.
Earlier.
Yep. Got clip. Yep.
Be listening out tomorrow too. We'll see what else you've been sacked from by your wife, which is hard to do. Hard to do. As long as you don't get sacked off the job, the other job, that will be the issue.
Very strong there.
What I need to talk to you about is Lou. The Top Gun Academy, which you've done a wonderful job with. You have.
And, what have you found
for
out?
For those who are those who don't know, Top Gun Academy consists of Sam Jacobs.
Sam Jacobs, Matty Crouch, Brad Crouch. Yep. And Curtly Hampton.
Sade. Smooth operator.
All right, they're the four. They're the four boys.
Yeah, all right. Let's just say I was talking turf with one of those members today.
Oh, no.
Bit of turf talk. And he just gave me a little heads up that he's heard nothing from you since the disaster on Saturday afternoon. Now, I would have thought, Murph and family, that the keys to being a good man manager and running yourself a successful academy, especially at the elite level, which preaches elite standards, performances, all that type of stuff that is, run at the very high end, that you would have been in touch with all members
of
the academy. If not only to ask Sade what he's dressed at a golf day. what the gladiator reference was saying.
So hang on. Said over the phone.
Well, my question is this. Where has been the check-in, the care factor? Because right now I'm looking at the speedometer of the care factor and it says zero.
Diddly.
Zero, after the sad day's result?
Zero care factor.
We both need time. We both need time away. We need to gather our thoughts in regards to what happened on that dismal performance.
I would have thought.
They need a break from me.
I need
a break from them.
I would have thought.
And I did speak to one of them today.
Yeah, I would have thought that your top one, your top of your top guns, the best of the
I
best.
I know who you're talking about.
Your Maverick, your Ice, whatever, whoever you think won the Shield. Right, I would have thought now would be the time for you to listen.
What did he say?
To allow a debrief.
What did he say?
It's not about you, whether you're upset, about whether you're disappointed. It's about you just listening, lending an ear, just so they can get sort of stuff off chest.
I know.
I mean, as a mentor, and you are a mentor, and you're highly sought.
I love my boys.
That if you're going to play Jerry Maguire, mate, it needs to come down to this. And he didn't use these words.
What did he say?
He didn't use these words, but I'll use these words to you. Look at me.
Okay, I'll look at you now. What?
Help me to help you. Help me.
Where did you see him?
To help you. Now, if it helps, we could be nude in a shower cubicle and
it
doing
it. It doesn't
like
matter. What did he say? I've left him alone.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
The big source is upset with me.
The care factor. Where is the care factor? I'm talking turf.
I love the boy.
I'm talking turf. I'm taking his mind off it. What are you doing?
And then what happened? What? All of a sudden, I just lurked into the conversation.
What are you doing? I said, have you spoken to the great mentor? He said, nope. Dropped me like a hot spud.
I didn't.
Lost a grand final
I'm not coping.
Radio silence. Absolute radio silence.
It's the opposite of a booty call, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? And that's what I mean.
There was no booty call
Saturday. I mean, Murph, the extremes. And we get it. We know because we get it here on a day to day basis. The extremes, the highs, the lows, the peaks, the troughs. We get them all. And we're accepting of that because we get government funding.
I spoke to one of them today.
But these other guys, when they sign up, they don't realise. I mean,
my boys.
They're not taking care of you.
And you notice
they're not, they shouldn't be worried about what your emotional roller coaster is. They deserve better.
Come on, let's move
now,
on.
Now, boys, I didn't think
you
I
made
was,
me feel guilty.
I wasn't going to go down here, but I'm thinking about.
He's not dropping me, is he?
Starting my own.
You're trying to poach.
No.
You're going to poach my boys.
Just let me say this. To any young men out there who need guidance through harsh times and want to know what it's like and how to get themselves out of this hole.
You do. See, I don't know what it's like.
I may put up a similar type company next year.
You've lost a grand final, an AFL grand final.
One spoon.
You've won back-to-back-to-back wooden spoons.
Yeah, I've worked with you on a daily basis in the B-show.
Sacked as a senior coach after 9 games.
Absolutely.
Which you set up Nord.
Kicked out of my pub by my brothers.
You got
as well. You want to turn an S sandwich into what?
A caviar.
A degustation, just celebration of food. I'm your man.
Oh,
all right. So
I'll
tell you what, you.
I can't believe
I'm looking at you. Just be very.
I'll make a call.
Out of courtesy, out of my respect for your brother, I won't do it just yet. But if I hear any similar reports coming from those in the academy, I may have to do something.
36ers kick off their season tonight at Titanium Security Arena against the red hot and highly talented Melbourne United. Mm. Hey, I can tell you, I read earlier, Chris Goulding may have appendicitis, so I don't think he's playing. So that is all too common with athletes these days. Mm. We've had two at the Adelaide Crows.
The water.
But joining us now, and I reckon he's coming on, he's our basketball expert, and I reckon he'd be real happy that Hungry Jacks are back sponsoring the league. One and only Bruce from Beverly. Brucey boy, how are you?
Yes, I'm toey to get to the game, yeah.
Good.
The Outback Shacks are very happy to have them sponsoring as well.
What are your thoughts, Brucey? Melbourne United, they're their first five, very, very good.
I think, to quote a phrase, they're a team of champions.
Cool.
And we're the deepest team, so for me, I think it will be 36ers v Melbourne Grand Final.
Oh, geez, Bruce, I didn't ask you for a bloody prediction straight off the top. It's the first game of the night. There's no Jerome. The Randall, the handle's gone.
Well, I remember Jar saying, are we a one-man team? And perhaps we were. See, now we're a more even team. We're probably the deepest team in the league.
Yeah, I like it. I like that.
as you know, with for the first time ever in 36's history, all eight Australian players have come back from last season. And most of those players are in their prime. So it augurs well.
Good. Nice.
Juicy. I was looking forward to seeing Ronald Roberts, who at 6'7" has a 4-foot vertical leap, but he's been released by the club yesterday.
Well, I got something on Twitter, Brucey, to follow up on that. Now, obviously, he was released today after the big man suffered a serious knee injury, but he's come out and said, quote, "Actually, I have no injury whatsoever. Reports are false. I'm 100% fit."
I'm guessing it went something like this. Look, I can't train. I'm injured. Cut the player. Wait a minute, I'm not injured. So I would say if a player can't work through something minor, they could be a serious chemistry issue when things get tough, you know.
You heard it here first, and Bruce and Beverly.
Bruce's dropped it.
Talking 36's nation right here, right now. 4-foot vertical leap. Not far off Jars, I can tell you.
No, but it doesn't like to play with pain.
No, you're right.
Hey, Brucey, thank you so much for calling in. We love having a chat. For those who don't know, Bruce is our regular. He's our go-to guy when it comes to the 36ers. Of course, tip-off tonight, 7 o'clock, out at Titanium Security Arena. Mm. Boys taking on Melbourne United. Can't wait to talk ball with you all year, Bruce.
Thanks a lot.
There it is.
He's tipped us.
Look at you getting all over.
Hey, he says we're deep. Our roster's deep.
Not here, though, at the Rush Hour. Guess who's filling in next week? We're on holidays.
Who is it?
Biggles for you.
Yeah, and who's for you?
Who's for me, Murph?
Sam Jacobs.
No, it's the other way around.
Deep. We bat deep on this side of the studio. Yeah. Good luck, Sauce.
It's the Rush Hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to Southern Volkswagen in Ranelagh.
Free agency Friday tomorrow too. Jackson Trengove coming in. Jacko all set to go to the Western Bulldogs. We'll say our farewell. It's been a great addition to our roster this year. Real good fella too. Terrific. So Jacko on the show tomorrow. We'll hear it firsthand. Been a big day. Charlie Cameron has asked for a trade home.
He's off.
Family reasons from the Crows. Yep. That's 2 in 2 days. You better hope that the weekend Ari's up and gets here, Juice. Stephen Trigger's resigned as the CEO of the Carlton Football Club. That's amicable, according to the president there. Yep. Luke Hodge has officially told the Hawks he wants out of retirement and wants to go and play for Brisbane, as expected. Yep. How's this one for a spanner in the works? GWS. Obviously, you've got Devin Smith citing Essendon as his club. Stringer expected to announce Essendon as his club. Stuart Dew, the new coach of the Suns, but probably without Adam Saad, the dashing back pocket, wants Essendon as his club. Jeez, they're busy.
Devin Smith, Saad, and Jake the Snake Stringer.
Jeez, if they got them all, that would be
top three.
It'd be deadly.
It'd be top three, Lou.
And then St Kilda have just come out with a 5-year offer to a contracted giant in Adam Tomlinson. Now, he just signed a 2-year extension at the start of this year.
He's a talent.
194 centimetres, 6'4" in the old school, 97 kegs. He'd be a big boy to play down the back with Carlisle to take care of the big gorillas. 24 years of age, 91 games, so about to head into his prime and was probably their best player in their last final defeat.
He was very good, very consistent, Lou.
So that is, to me, that though, right there, that is everything that is wrong with what free agency has created. Well, you've just signed on for 2 years. Yeah, we just spoke to Chris Pelkin, list manager, and he said the same thing.
Yep.
Long-term deals, someone's going to get bitten shortly and then they'll all get gunshot. But
blow up.
You can't just sign at the start of the year, right? For a 2-year extension, the club has done all its sums around it.
Yep.
Then another club comes who are cashed up like the Saints and go, well, here's 5 years. Mm. Then I, as in Adam, walk in and say, oh, I want out.
Mm.
The footy club goes, but mate, you just signed. He goes, I don't want to be here. Mm. So the footy club's either got to say, mate, you got to sit here and play for 2 years, knowing full well that he may be unhappy and we may not get
the
best.
And you're not going to get the best.
Or do you move him on and get something for him? Yeah. The power has gone way too far, Jar.
It has.
That's not free agency. That is just extortion.
Mm. Greed.
That's extortion right there in footy sense.
Yep. And it's no different that the Kangaroos, as you know, their war chest is scary.
Yep.
Knocks on Rory Sloane's manager's door and says, he could be our next captain. Yeah. We'll offer him 1.3 a year. 4 years for Rory Sloane.
Yeah.
And he's got a year to go to the Adelaide Crows. What's to say that might not happen in the next 2 or 3 months?
Or who's to say that doesn't happen in the next 11 days starting on Monday, which is the trade
period?
That
scares me.
Because like Chris Pelkin said, you've got to weigh up. Can I get something for them now?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I wait and get nothing for them?
Nah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
That's
you know where I'm going? I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to find the best car chuck. and bring him home to be our man, because you need to be able to play this game.
Yeah.
You got to be able to work. You almost got to be able to read minds.
Got to watch his eyes. If he's got glasses on or off at the table.
As a great man Kenny once said, didn't know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away. And that's what we're going to do right now.
I'm done.
We're walking away.
Oh, family, thanks for putting up
you
with us today.
Done. We put a fork in you about an hour ago, moving on. After you lost interest at question two on the quiz,
Luke.
We stuck the fork in.
All right, so Jacko Trango, last gig with us tomorrow.
And your last gig. Jeffrey Kennett's been here. Murph, check it out on Twitter. He's got the Jeffrey jacket on today. Very nice. I prefer Joffa.
Yeah, well done, Murph.
See ya. The game is over. Have a great night.
See you, family.
Sun's out. Have fun.